Hey everyone, welcome to episode 54 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy for Monday, January 23rd, 2012. It seems funny still to even say that. As always, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Jeff, we haven't been on for a while.
Jeremy, it's been too long.
People have been missing us. Don't touch that mic. Don't you touch it.
But see, I caught myself.
It's fine right where it is. It's fine.
I caught myself. I'm evolving.
It's in the perfect position.
I know. But you see, I wanted to
adjust. I know. I see you wanted to adjust it. Yeah.
It's been, we had a very, a show right after the new year. I believe it was like January 2nd or 3rd was our last show. Right. Barely into 2012. And here we are 3 weeks later.
It was actually the 2nd.
January
2nd. The day after.
Day
that
after.
Was the first day of my cleanse.
Wow.
Which, by the way, I am now... whatever it is, 21 days in, 3 weeks in.
3 weeks in, and closing in on the end.
Yes, yeah, so this coming Saturday is our annual company party, and this time it's bring spouses or girlfriends or random
good year for Rosetta.
People you meet on Craigslist, I guess so. We were acquired by Publicis for 500 some million, so I think they earmarked a little bit of that for a little party for the peons. So, yeah, so there's going to be an open bar, and this is going to be the first time that I have drank alcohol since New Year's Day.
Wow.
So it's going to be an exciting time for everyone. So I might not be working at Rosetta after on our next show. Tune in to find out.
Now, usually if there's enough people there, there's always one story. If you get enough people in one room with an open bar, there's got to be at least a good story, if not multiple, before the end of the night, right?
I want to be that story.
You want to be that story.
So a little change here on Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
We're always evolving.
We are always evolving. Typically, we talk about what time it is when we first start, because that's a big thing.
Right, like it's 8:03 right now. Oh, shoot.
Now you messed it up. But anyway, we're not doing that anymore because we decided not to broadcast the show live. So a lot of people listening are like, what, you used to do the show live?
Yeah.
But you used to be able to... go to radioshowonline.com and listen to it in real time while we were doing the show. You could jump in the chat room. The chat room is no more.
And this is punishment to the chat room for that. For the interview with Randy, with Ian Petrella in December,
right,
when the whole time we were doing that, thinking everything was going along smashingly. In fact, it was basically two tracks of audio playing at once that couldn't be salvaged.
It was
and
a
no one in the chat room was there to help us.
Right.
I told the chat room there would be revenge.
Right. The fact is that most people listen to the show, you know, recorded when they're at the gym or commuting.
On the subway.
On the subway, exactly. So we're bringing down the whole listen live and live chat thing on our website. But if you haven't been to radioshowonline.com recently, I encourage you to go and check out the beautiful new Listen to Us on Stitcher banner.
Yeah, I got to say that. I'm just seeing that for the first time now. That looks very nice.
Doesn't that look nice?
It does. It looks very professional.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. And clicking on it, and I don't want to do it now, obviously, because you know, we're on the air. But just clicking on it, as soon as you click on it, it will instantly start playing the latest episode.
Wow.
So even if you're not, so you don't have to necessarily be on your smartphone. If you do have a smartphone, you download the Stitcher app. But if not, radioshowonline.com, hit listen to us on Stitcher, bam.
So it's like idiot-proof, one click.
Even you could do it, Jeff.
Even someone like me?
You walked right into that.
I have a new iPad too, Jeremy. Do you have one?
I'm a little jealous about your iPad too. So your company, that's not a technology company.
My company, Acme Manufacturing.
Makers of screws.
Makers of widgets and screws.
Screws and widgets. Decided to, for some reason, buy you all iPads.
Yes. iPad 2s, Jeremy.
It's still in the box. When did you buy this?
Yesterday. I haven't even opened it.
I would have...
Doesn't that even pain you even more?
Yes, it does.
It's been sitting in my kitchen unopened, and guess what, Jeremy? Doesn't even bother me. I'm not even thinking about it. At some point, I'll get around to opening it.
Jeff, this would be if I went to, like, some sports thing.
Sports?
Like, I was at, like, I don't know, like, I was at the Indians, and I was, like back... in the dugout.
Backstage, you were going to say?
Shut up. If I was in the dugout with all the players and all these coaches are like, what do you want to know? And I just said, I'm on my iPhone.
You fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep. That's the pain.
That's how you feel. Good. Well, maybe next week it'll still be in the wrapper. That's my goal.
You son of a bitch. Don't do this to me. All right. So we got a lot of stuff going on. We want to talk about the Interbelt Bridge. Jonathan Sawyer was just on Iron Chef America. Channel 19's Puppet Court, drinking in Ohio, A bunch of cool stuff, other winter activities to do, the lakefront plan. But before all that, we made a promise last week that we were going to start the show off with talking about Craigslist rants and raves.
Yes.
So that's going to come up right after we do our weekend recap.
Yes, we'll do it. I don't want to delay that any more than we have to, because that's my favorite segment.
I'm very excited about talking about us and our weekend recap, especially because our weekends crossed this weekend, which is rare, because normally we don't like to talk to each other during the week, so then we have nothing to talk about on the show.
They've crossed incidentally before, but they crossed really with a purpose. They were planned to cross this weekend, which is amazing. Before we get to that, I was in L.A. I got to tell a quick good L.A. story.
Go for it.
I was out there for 10 days.
That's why we haven't been doing the show.
That's a big reason why we haven't been doing the show. And there was my buddy lives near the airport, near the beach. It's a little area called Playa del Rey, and it's kind of a sleepy beach area, and there's some kind of rundown bars, but just kind of, you know, basic bars, nothing too fancy. And there's this one bar called Moe's, and we're at Moe's, M-O-E apostrophe S.
Yes.
We're hanging out there, and my buddy who I was with said, you know what this bar is? You know Moe's? And I go, no. He goes, this is the bar that's based, the bar that the Simpsons use, their Moe's, is based on this bar.
I don't believe you.
I didn't either. And he said, no, it's true. And he goes, actually, do you want to know something even more interesting? And I said, yes, of course. And he said, the guy, Mo, is actually here. He owns it, and he's the guy who Mo Sislak is based on.
Is his last name Sislak?
I don't know. His last name's not Sislak, but his first name is Mo. So there's actually a Mo who owns Mo's who's there. We look over, and the waitress said, oh, Mo's running around. You know, he's not here right now. He's got a yellow shirt on. She goes, I'll point him out to you when he's back. And Chris and I, this guy came back. Oh, about 10 minutes later, we looked at the bar, and there was a guy there in a yellow shirt, and we looked at him, and he looked at us. And you could see the resemblance of Mo on The Simpsons.
Mo Sislak.
There was a definite resemblance to Mo Sislak. And supposedly, the Simpson writers hung out at this dive bar, this Moe's, in Playa del Rey. And there was literally this guy, Mo, who they based this character off of. And this guy in real life, he actually is kind of a weird dude. On NFL Sundays, I heard he dresses up as like a wrestling character and then gives out porn.
Yeah.
On Sundays, he's just kind of a bizarre guy. But there is a Mo, and I got to see Mo, and right away I recognized him. I was like, that's if a guy could look like a cartoon, I mean, this guy looked like Mo Sislak.
All right. So, according to Wikipedia,
yes,
says creator of The Simpsons, Matt Groening, based Mo on Louis Red Deutsch, who was made famous when he was repeatedly prank called by two Jersey City residents. These prank calls were the inspiration for Bart Simpson's repeated prank calls to Mo, and Deutsch's often profane responses inspired Mo's violent temper. Further inspiration was drawn from comedian Rich Hall, an acquaintance of The Simpsons writer George Meyer. Hall considers being the basis for Mo an honor. I think your story is not correct. Mo's surname Sislak was revealed in Who Shot Mr. Burns. Writers Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein found the name in a phone book and gave it to Mo so he would have the initials MS and hence be a suspect in the Burns shooting. His appearance is modeled after a gorilla.
Now, I hear this. I looked up Mo's Playa del Rey in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And then here's another one that, like me, said, every guy on Playa del Rey is talking about it now. We enjoy Mo's. He even resembles The Simpsons Mo. So I take it for what it is, but there's some things on here that also indicate that this is the guy Mo on The Simpsons was based on, and this is Mo's place, Playa del Rey.
But he spells it M-O.
M-O, M-O, yes, M-O.
As opposed to M-O-E.
M-O-E. And his last name is not Sislak, but if you looked at this guy, like some people on here also said, this is supposed to, and the waitress also that.
He looks like a gorilla.
He looks like Mo Sislak. I mean, I wish I would have taken a picture, and maybe there's an image here. Anyway,
that was. Did you say he handed out porn?
On NFL Sundays. That's one of the things he does.
Like a DVD he hands out?
That's what they said.
And what's the connection to the football?
And a wrestling.
Is that a sports thing?
I think Sunday is like a big day for people to watch games.
Huh.
So when he has a crowd, he does that.
And watch porn.
So thanks for ruining my story, but I'm sticking with it because that's what my friend told me.
That's what I do. I fight your stories.
Yeah, what other fun can you ruin?
There's no Santa Claus.
So that was L.A. But this weekend, let's talk about what we did. We had a nice Friday night evening with the Cleveland State Vikings. You've been wanting to go to a game, I know, for a little while, and I've got my tickets, so we finally got this set up. We got some food. Talk about the food place before. It was really good. My first time there.
Yeah, so we went to Saigon before the game, right in the middle of East 4th Street, which is an awesome Vietnamese restaurant. Same owners, I believe, is number one, Pho, down in Superior. But yeah, awesome Vietnamese place. What were your thoughts? You had never been there before.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good food. The good egg rolls. I got some rice and pork, and it was really good. Everything was really excellent.
And still doing the cleanse, so I wasn't able to do any gluten and everything had to be vegan. But there's a good number of options for that with Vietnamese places. Like you can get vermicelli noodles. Those are gluten free because they're made from rice.
Yes,
and you can get like. Spring roll that's not deep fried or anything, that's just wrapped in that similar material like a rice wrap. Delicious.
Sounds excellent.
So yeah, so then I had never been to a Cleveland State basketball game, so we went to that.
What were your impressions of the weather? Based on what you expected versus what you saw in terms of the atmosphere, the team?
It was great. It was great. I think the game was more energetic than I expected.
Yeah.
You have really good seats, which helps.
Yes.
It was really good time. I was telling Jen about it, and you were mentioning that the Butler game should be another big game.
Oh, that's and all I mentioned last year. Like the game we went to, there's about 3,000 people there.
Yeah.
The Butler game will be about 8,500. So you can imagine the atmosphere.
So we want to try to get to that game. Do you think we could still get tickets? Is that
yes, possible? You could, but I would say do them quickly, and I could even help you get those. We'll talk about that after.
Okay.
Because I got a group already of 10 people going. Kind of with me, we got them in advance. It's 11 a.m. tip on a Saturday morning, February 11th. What else are you doing on a Saturday in February? We're doing a little tailgate downtown. My buddy's got a place above Divine Wine Bar. We're gonna go there around 9, have some beers, and then go root on Cleveland State against Butler on ESPN. It's a great, great day. Really, if you want to see one Cleveland State game, that would be your second. That would be the best game to go to because it really is. That's like our Ohio State, Michigan.
Nice.
So I'm glad I had a great time, too. They had a win, which was also nice.
Yes.
And they won again on Sunday. So they're in sole possession of first place, 17-4, and really playing great basketball now. They're in the driver's seat.
So have you mentioned you recorded the game that we were at.
Yes.
Because it was on ESPNU. And have you watched it?
Oh, yeah. I watched the whole thing Saturday morning again.
Now, this is very intriguing to me. So we were at the game.
Yes.
Saw the whole game, and you watched the game again. Now, do you play it, and it's just kind of on the background?
We should say it was on national television, so it was on ESPNU. And what I really wanted to hear was I wanted to watch it again because it's always – I really enjoy watching this team. Like, this is – I love Cleveland State basketball. I, follow the players. I know the recruiting. I'm just I love this team. And I wanted to kind of hear some national broadcasters more than anything else kind of comment on what they were seeing. And they had some interesting points about Cleveland State's chances in the tournament, if they can make it as an at-large bid versus winning the division, and just to hear some of some sort of, I guess, unbiased people coming in, some national people doing the game. It was more about hearing their impressions of the team because I'm obviously a little biased. I hear the same people, as well as just seeing it from a different view. It was such an exciting game. There are a lot of three-pointers, a lot of great plays, and I know it sounds kind of weird. I just really like to watch it again, and it was fun.
Did you see us?
No. We're just above the camera line.
Okay.
Because they're... Our section's there, but we're like six rows up, and they go up to like four.
Yeah.
So I did watch it again.
Cool.
There you go.
All right. So besides that, then the next night, so then Saturday night. Now, when we're on the cleanse, like last week was a week of or 2 weeks ago was raw, and then we got into a couple days of juicing. So after that, going back to just like vegan, gluten-free seems like amazing. It's like, wow, yeah. I can have warm rice with like cooked vegetables.
That's standards have gone down so much.
Oh, it's delicious, So and we're actually able to like go out. There's not a lot of places you can go out when you're just like juicing. Let's just go to a
juice sounds
bar.
Like that's not a good thing when you say we're out juicing.
I know. Some people have thought like I was like on steroids.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But see, again, I didn't get the sports reference.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went to Taza. So Taza on West 6th, yes. Where Crop used to be. Have you been to Taza before?
No, no.
So it's the same owners, I believe, as Aladdin's. It's kind of more of a upscale Aladdin's, more sit-down, like a longer-term meal. Aladdin's feels more like a quick pop-in, pop-out. This is like a longer-term meal. So we weren't drinking or anything, but just had like a couple of... couple of plates, amazing like stuffed grape leaves, and oh man, it was an awesome dinner. Highly recommend Taza, good place to check out. What else then did you do besides?
So yeah, real quick, the basketball theme continued. I had some friends who went to Dayton, and Dayton was playing their big rival. It was rivalry weekend, I feel like, in college basketball. Mm-hmm. They were playing Xavier, so I went out to Eddie Niggy's at Bar in Lakewood, watched some Saturday basketball, afternoon basketball out there. Ended up at Deegan's that night for dinner.
I love Deegan's.
First time since we did our show there about a year ago. It was great, packed, but it was really good. And then Sunday, real quick, my sister Jana is expecting a daughter in March. So she had her baby shower, and I was asked with my brother-in-law, the father, you know, usually the brother-in-law, her husband would come at the end of the shower, right? Do the whole awkward, you know, table-to-table thing. Yeah. So I said, okay, I'll come in, help him out a little bit. You know, I was at my mom and my sisters wanted me there at the end. So we walked in, we said hello, kind of everyone in general. Then I was like, well, I guess I'll start loading up the toys, which is why I was kind of there.
Right.
And my brother-in-law already started going around, and I was told, no, you're going to table-to-table as well. So it was a little, it was fine, but it was a little weird, like, I'm going table-to-table, like, I guess thanking everyone for, it's not like it's my kid.
Right, well, you're going to be an uncle.
A godfather, actually.
Oh, godfather.
And uncle. Both.
Wow.
So yeah.
So that's new.
That is good, but I mean, it was just kind of weird to go table-to-table. I didn't really know what to say, but it was fun. It was a nice time, and we kind of spent the whole afternoon doing that. So
now the CSU game was at the same time.
It was.
So how did you handle this?
Not well, and I'm still not handling well because they were playing the team they're tied with. They're actually at that point they were down. They're just back about a game for first place against Milwaukee. They came to town, and I couldn't hit the game. I worked every angle. Maybe I could go for a half. There was no way to do it. Logistically, no way to do it. I mean, there was just wasn't going to happen. So I gave him reluctantly to my stepdad, and he had a great time, was texting me updates. And
your little BlackBerry phone would not allow you to watch the game live. Like,
oh, no, it barely gets texts. No, that would definitely not be
allowed. Remember when you got that, and you're like, Jeremy, what kind of smartphone should I get? And I said, oh, you should get an iPhone. He's like, okay, I'll get a BlackBerry. Great.
So that was it for me. What a weekend.
Cool. So... back to our promise from last week's episode. So we've been doing we've been talking about the missed connections on Craigslist, which is a fan favorite. We get lots of emails sent to us, hate mail at radioshowonline.com, saying we love the missed connection segment.
Yeah.
Then we kind of stumbled across the rants and raves section last week, and it was just too late in the show. We weren't able to get around to it. So we wanted to make sure that we started with that first so people would get an opportunity to see I'm sorry, I'm just reading some of these headlines.
You know what I like about this most? The anger.
Yeah, right. A lot more rant than rave.
Yes, it's much more. I've not seen a rave yet, to be honest.
Well, what about this one? So these are all in the Cleveland section. I don't know why they put this under personals because it doesn't really feel like a personals thing, but we'll see. This one's titled Jennifer Aniston's Real Picture, and it's just pictures. I don't even understand this, Jeff. I can't even share this with the audience because I don't even know what's going on.
What is this person trying to accomplish? Like, is that a rant or a rave?
I don't know. I think you should have to say
specify.
So here's one called Girls Before and After. Girls are often worried about gaining weight or getting fat. Have you ever imagined how a person looks like after they gain weight? Take a look at a picture of these girls who were totally fit until they started eating McDonald's. And then there's pictures of skinny girls.
And then they're not skinny.
Then they're overweight. So there you go. I don't understand that. Maybe I shouldn't look at pictures with – maybe I shouldn't look at posts with pictures. Oh, here's a good one. Throw your garbage out the window.
Okay.
Oh, this is from
Asheville. Oh, I own a condo. I rent out a condo in Asheville.
Yeah. You have some property in Asheville.
Yeah, it's a property. Yeah, just summer property.
This is to the asshat who thinks that throwing crap out their car and truck windows is acceptable. It isn't. You freaks can't wait till you get home and throw your garbage away? Oh, wait. The 12-pack of Keystone wouldn't go over well with mama, huh?
Ouch.
You don't want your unfed kids to see you with a McDonald's cup and bag, do you? Look at all that. Are we swearing in the show anymore? I don't even know.
Crap.
Look at all that crap laying next to the road that you help with. You're just a pile of crap, the same, like the crap you toss out the window. Good day, scumbag.
See, you know, that's a good rant, I feel like. And I bet that person probably did feel better just getting that out there.
So how does that start? You're driving home, And you see,
garbage ejected from a window.
And then you're like, oh, I can't wait to go on Craigslist.
Scumbag.
I'm going to go home and then, dear Craigslist.
I think of like Christmas Story, Bumpuses.
Wait till people read this. All right. Here's one entitled Too Much Homework.
Oh.
And two is spelled T-O, which means this person should probably do more spelling homework or grammar homework.
Yeah.
But anyway, Too Much Homework, posted from the suburbs. Too much homework? Too many hours? Are you kidding? If your child is in third grade, then he or she is at least 9 years old. Probably spends at least that much time playing BS on the computer or watching insane and worthless shows on TV, or even worse, listening to that podcast radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. Engaging in so-called sports at school, which will certainly enhance his or her lifestyle. Heavy dose of sarcasm here in case you missed it.
Wow.
I'm glad that you put that in parentheses. American parents and their values, worthless, clueless, and intellectually bankrupt. We really, misspelled, deserve to have our asses kicked by the rest of the world. Turn off the TV, the computer, and wake up and smell the coffee. The pot you brew at home, not the crap you spend $5 at the local coffee house.
Now, this is a person I would worry about in society.
Right. I think this person, like, they went from, like, typing this to, like, carving a knife or, like, making a bomb.
Now, would you say that's almost a manifesto?
I would think so.
That's borderline manifesto.
I think this person was very angry.
Can we turn some of these over to the FBI, you think?
Oh, boy. Some of these are hard to get. A lot of people just like to post pictures.
We got to find one rave. So, like, is there no one that has a happy thing happen to them and say, I got to post this?
I know. I think that...
Like, I had a great day today. I'm going to get on Craigslist and let everyone know about it.
Yeah, boy, it takes a lot. This takes a lot more... it takes a lot more filtering. Great folks, my ass. This is from,
that's a response, right?
I think it was a response to something, but I don't know where the original one is. Anyway, great folks, my ass. Listen, friend, the people that I dealt with were wonderful and did not cost me a dime. Just because you have yet to earn a rave does not mean that others have not. If I were a member of this business, I would have left a phone number or something. You say you have Mexican day laborers. Well, ain't that a kick in the old American economy? Do everyone a favor and make your investments where you spend your money. Okay. Here's one. This seems like an advice from one girl to another.
Yes. Dating like advice. A Dear Abby for Craigslist.
Right. So I heard you're back with him. Are you out of your mind?
And by the way, if I have a friend who gets back with an ex, I generally go to the rant and rave section of Craigslist.
Well, I always go on here to see... if someone has ranted or raved
about you.
Me.
Yeah. Because that's how I usually express when I have things, thoughts I want to share with you. I go to Craigslist.
As a matter of fact, don't email us at hate mail.
Yeah. We'll find you on Rants and Raves.
Yeah. Go to Rants and Raves. Last night, I heard you were back with him. This will explain the unanswered phone calls and text messages. Are you out of your mind? What? Do you like to be hurt? How many times are you going to let this guy into your life just so he can screw with your head and your emotions? He's a jerk. You know this. I might not be perfect, and I know I have done stupid stuff in the past, but I genuinely cared about you. Oh, I was mistaken. This is apparently from a guy.
Yeah.
But I genuinely cared about you. I would never hurt you the way he has. So I'm not what you want, but he is definitely not what you need. I hope you read this, probably not, and have a moment of clarity and decide to call me. I'm still here.
The part I question on this, I think it's a. There's a lot of things that make sense. I think a lot of people have been in this situation. But when he writes, "Are you out of your mind?" Yet he is writing this on Craigslist rants and raves, hoping she'll see it.
Right.
To me, that's kind of a. I'm not feeling that. Yeah, I think that's kind of a contradiction.
We should write back. So you're trying to communicate to her through Craigslist?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Not just through Craigslist, through rants and raves.
Through rants and raves, I cried.
I like how he was like, I could do personals. What should I do? I think rants and raves is the vehicle I need.
Right, right.
Well, not that one.
Maybe we shouldn't read this one. Anyway, we'll move on, but check out the rants and raves section.
There should be a Craigslist. Do you agree with this? Just a yes or no will suffice. Should there be a Craigslist manifesto section?
There should be.
I agree.
There should be. The manifesto. All right, into the news. So, the Innerbelt. Everyone in Northeast Ohio, is familiar with the Innerbelt Bridge. It takes people from east to west, goes through downtown Cleveland. And it's currently under construction. So they have pillars up through Tremont, through the flats. They're building the new bridge. The plan was we'll build a new bridge, tear down the old bridge. The traffic will go on this new five-lane bridge, and then they'll build a second bridge. So when it's all said and done, we'll have five lanes going east, five lanes going west on two separate bridges.
It sounds great.
And the old one will be torn down. Construction's begun. It was scheduled to open in 2016. But now the state of Ohio is like, hey, guess what? We don't have any money. So now it might not be done until 2023.
So the one will be done. The one lane, the one direction would be done.
The one that's under construction right now will be done.
And then the other one basically would be the one, I guess, going eastbound, I'm thinking.
Right. But the problem is the current one that people are driving on today is past its lifespan.
Yes.
It must be torn down. They did some...
Well, this all happened when that bridge in Minnesota, Minneapolis, collapsed. Everyone started revisiting and re-looking at these things.
This is the same type of bridge.
Yes, and they did a lot of work to basically, they with the joints, and it's obviously okay to be driven on, but they clearly said this is not going to be the final solution. We've patched it up.
They've patched it.
Right.
To do a temporary fix.
Right.
So now the plan is we'll build this new five-lane bridge, and we'll tear down the old one, and we'll just leave the five-lane one just by itself for until we can...
Until it falls.
...have some more money. To build this other one.
Yeah.
So, big traffic problem. It's going to be a problem for, like, people that live in Tremont, that exit right by Abbey Road.
That's
not going to exist.
All the businesses?
Until the new one happens. So, I don't understand. Some people have said that this falls into Kasich's plan to... Kasich wants to lease the turnpike to a separate company. So, the state wouldn't have to worry about running the turnpike. They would just take in the money. And so, some people are saying that... He knew this all along, and now he wants to use this to push the turnpike more. My big issue with it is, okay, so we don't have any money. How the hell did that happen in the first place? B, there's a certain list of projects that are being cut down, and I think that a major highway going through the state's biggest metro area, that should be top priority.
Particularly with all the development here in terms of the investment in the casino, the medical mart, mm-hmm. all the renovations that are going on with the hotels. The city there's a lot of money being poured into the city for the purpose of bringing people in and out of it.
Yeah.
So I think it's both when you're halfway in at this point, it's completely reckless not to finish the job.
So I haven't been a big fan of ODOT because their purpose is just to get people from point A to point B. Like, even with the design of the new Innerbelt, there was a lot of arguments over where on-ramps should be and how it's going to affect neighborhoods. And ODOT really does not care. They're just concerned about what's going to move people the quickest. Doesn't matter the impact it's going to have in the neighborhood. And I think that's seen here. Now, do you know if ODOT officials, are they elected, or how does the head
think
of ODOT?
I think the head is probably appointed through the governor. Now, I could be wrong on this, and then obviously there's a lot of the civil service type jobs under that. But I believe that the top post would be some sort of political post.
Okay, all right. So anyway, hopefully they'll figure this out. I know Mayor Jackson and Councilman Simperman have been pissed and have been communicating with the state. So hopefully they'll be able to work something out. But we shall see. In other news, last night, Jonathan Sawyer, head chef, owner of Greenhouse Tavern and of Noodle Cat, competed on Iron Chef America against the newest Iron Chef. So I actually stayed up a little past my bedtime for a Sunday night, 10 o'clock last night on Food Network. But unfortunately, Jonathan Sawyer did not win. It was an amazing, amazing battle, though. Like, to see Jonathan Sawyer, and then he had his two sous chefs in from Greenhouse Tavern, decked out in their Greenhouse garb. For those not familiar with Iron Chef America, every episode they have a new secret ingredient that must be used in all courses. And the secret ingredient last night was mint. So every dish that both chefs made had to include mint in them. And Jonathan Sawyer did an awesome job. And just they were all very vocal and, like, having a good time. He gave multiple times during the show, gave props to Cleveland. It was just a really, it was a really good vibe. I think even though he didn't win, he came off as more entertaining and energetic than the Iron Chef that he was competing against. And they had a viewing party at Greenhouse Tavern last night. There was over 30 people checked in on Foursquare. There was also some people at Noodle Cat as well, even though that wasn't where the main location was. They had a special menu. They were serving at Greenhouse Tavern all the dishes that he made on the show. They had a live stream of all the Twitter feeds. So anytime someone mentioned on Twitter hashtag Team Sawyer or mentioned Greenhouse Tavern, it was up on the wall projected. And there was just, if you were on Twitter last night, everything in Cleveland was about
it. Yeah, it was.
You couldn't avoid it. So it was really awesome. So it was just great to see him up there and being so giving such props to his hometown. So it was cool.
Now, do you think in terms of the names in Cleveland and the food business, the food arena, that behind Michael Simon, who would you say? Because he's clearly the number one.
Yeah, so I think so. Because there's, I mean, if you watch shows on Food Network and Travel Channel, lots of the food shows, they're making appearances at a lot of local restaurants. I think that, so behind Michael Simon, I think a big Cleveland chef that is underappreciated because he's not as like vocal and out there as somebody like Michael Simon or John Sawyer is Zach Brule. So Zach Brule is about to open his fifth restaurant, all different, all within the city of Cleveland. So he's got Canado, he has Table 45, he's got Labatro, he has Parallax here in Tremont, and he's opening Cowell and Hubbard, hopefully in February. And all very unique, different restaurants, all amazing. But you don't hear about him as much because he's just not out there as much. Steve, whose last name I can never pronounce, who runs Crop in Ohio City up there. Dante, who runs Dante and Ginkgo here in Tremont.
Is Jonathan Sawyer top five?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so he's probably going to round out that group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Even like Chris Hodgson, who's behind the Dim and Dim Sum food truck, and Hodgepodge that just got second place on the Great Food Truck Race. He's opening Hodges, which is taking over the old Zinc place. Marlon Kaplan, who used to be at Lux, but lost, I think, in a divorce. He's not there anymore. So he's now working at Dragonfly and Garage Bar and trying to beef up the food scene there. So yeah, I think we got a lot of great chefs. Rocco Wallen here at Fahrenheit in Tremont. Rocco is actually going to be on Fat Chef, which is premiering next week on Food Network.
How many chef shows are there?
There's a lot. Yeah. I mean, you have a whole network on it. Speaking of which, Jonathan Sawyer, the Iron Chef America, they're going to repeat that. I believe that is repeating this coming Friday at 5:00. So if you missed that, check that out again.
Wow. Puppet court. What's all the puppets that are talking now?
Yeah, so moving on to the to Jimmy DeMora news. So one of our former county commissioners is now facing, what do you call that? Is that racketeering charges? Taking
corruption,
bribes?
Yeah, bribery.
So he's in court in Akron because they had to try him outside of the county for fear that they couldn't get a fair jury here in Cuyahoga County. So he's under trial there. Now, video cameras, and I don't think any audio is even allowed in the courtroom. You can have reporters in there, and they can take notes.
I like the sketch artists.
The sketch artists, exactly. We see the sketch artists. Channel 19, though, has taken it to a whole new level. Channel 19, and we'll post this on radioshowonline.com, now has puppet court. So they are taking what happens in the county, what happens during the Jimmy DeMora trial, and they are reenacting it with puppets. And they are broadcasting this on Channel 19. And you can also check it out on their YouTube channel. So if you go to their YouTube channel is YouTube, and then it's 19 Action News 1. 19 Action News 1, all one word, on YouTube. And you can see the whole series. I mean,
they have day it, one, day four, day three. I like this.
They have it day by day. Now, there's been like, so Channel 19, I think, is still a news channel.
I think they're right on the fringe.
But they've been saying like they're very accurate depictions and it's done very well.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I wish I could. This makes me wish that I was still part of local news, because I would love to have been a part of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thoughts?
I kind of want to see it, but it probably wouldn't play well over radio.
It wouldn't play very well over radio. You can check it out. We'll have it on the latest embed on radioshowonline.com, or as I said, you can check it out on YouTube or 19actionnews.com.
Well, there was a good article, since I'll let you have a little break there, since you've been talking so much. There was a good article about on Cleveland Scene about Don't Let Winter Kill You. And I'm all about this. You know, Cleveland, there's 2 to 3 months where you really got to work to try and, you know, make things happen this time of year in terms of doing things, events. And they had some great ideas. One of the things, of course, I was happy to see was Cleveland State basketball, which they said is very underrated and something people should be going to more often. But also, they mentioned some festivals, things going on. The Wade Outdoor Oval Ice Skating Rink near University Circle there. That the last weekend is this weekend. Free ice skating outdoors through the end of January, which is a cool thing to do. The Bright Winter Festival.
The only issue that I have with that is it's not a real ice rink. It's like a plastic ice rink.
Oh, okay.
Like you're skating on and I'm not a big ice skater to begin with.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would think University Circle, it's like one of the fastest developing areas. Come on, get a real ice rink.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Well, I would say don't go to that then. I didn't realize that. They didn't mention that in the article.
I mean, I don't know. I've seen people doing it, and I mean, you can rent real ice skates, but it just, I don't know. It doesn't
Well,
seem
scratch
like
that. I would say stay away from Wade Oval. But here's what I would do. The aquarium we've talked about, that's now open and up and running, and that's and I've heard, you know, obviously it's still a little raw because it's just open, but that's only going to get better. So you've got the aquarium down at the Powerhouse, and the Bright Winter Festival is coming back. It's the third year. It's going to be a little new this year. We went last year.
Yeah.
Down there by Hoople's in that area.
Oh, I can't wait to drink again.
It's going to... Thank God you're not on the cleanse for that.
I know. Well, it was very hard. We had to pick a month. And
January's a good month just to get it over with.
Yeah.
It's done. It's
You're coming right off the holidays.
You're probably a little overweight.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've lost 10 pounds.
Have you really?
Yeah. Jeez. Now, granted, going into it, I was a little heavy from the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, you were like, it was embarrassing. You were swelling.
Right, right. I should be on Fat Chef. Fat podcast host.
PH. So here we go. Bright Winter Fest. The West 25th is the area now. And it's basically more of the same things we love. Music, art, outdoor activities. It's Saturday, February 18th, right around West 25th. So they got some venues listed, enlisted to help. Various bars. Garage Bar, House of the Burrito, Old Angle, Dragonfly. All those, basically everything right around there.
So it seems like it's a lot more spread out than it
A lot
has,
more spread out and a little more indoor, whereas last year you were pretty much stuck in the park.
Yeah.
So they've got, and you can get a mug. If you buy a mug, that'll allow you access to all these bars, and there's a special on the mug. Huh. So if you purchase this mug, you get deals on drafts. Buy a mug, help keep the festival free. So mugs are available for a $12 purchase, and it gives you deals on all these different bars.
Oh, cool.
All these different bars. So buy a mug, get in, get out of bars, stay a little warmer than we were able to do last year. But just cool night in the middle of February.
That's a lot of
Great
places.
Lakes is on here even, yeah. I saw.
Yeah, I mean, last year was cool, but it was just like a couple food trucks in a field pretty much.
Yeah.
And now it seems like a lot
so
more.
So this is really like the peak, kind of the consensus winter fest in Cleveland now.
So that is February 18th,
Saturday,
February 18th.
Bright Winter
City.
2012. So that's going to be a great weekend.
Cool.
And then, we mentioned the aquarium, Cleveland State basketball, and that's really only three things. That's all I got.
That's all I got. Well, you know, it's
just
winter.
Do that every weekend.
Yeah. Another thing that you could do, Jeff, is just stay at home and drink.
Yes.
And apparently a lot of people in Ohio did that last year. So 2011 was a record-breaking year for alcohol sales for Ohio. Ohio alcohol sales last year were $794 million spent on alcohol.
Jeez.
I mean, can you just imagine that?
We are pushing $1 billion.
How many residents are there in the state of Ohio?
I'm going to say...
Should have done that math first.
Boy, that's a great question. I'm going to say... Well, how many are in Cleveland? Million, the greater like Cuyahoga County area.
Jeff, we have Google right in front of us.
I'm not going to guess.
Population of Ohio, 11 million.
I was going to say 10 million, but I should have said
so. That. If it was
794 million was what was spent.
794 million divided by the population. So every man, woman, and child.
And infant.
Spent $72 on alcohol last year. I guess that's, when I put it that way, it doesn't seem like that
much. It
doesn't
seem bad, yeah. But then when you take out the people under 8 years old.
I spend that in a week, at least. But anyway, they also broke down in terms of gallons what the most popular were.
Now would you have seen number one coming?
No. And I'm kind of curious as to the source. So the number one is Kamchatka vodka, which sold over 400 million.
And that was number one by a lot.
Now, here's what I'm thinking, though. I don't know. I think they might be. Aren't they based in Ohio?
I've never Kamchatka heard of them before.
Oh, you've never heard of them at all?
No.
Oh, that's the cheap vodka that you can buy at like Mark's in a plastic.
Oh, okay.
It's like in a plastic jug. But yeah, Kamchatka vodka was. I can't even find their website.
So vodka represents 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 10. Is vodka?
Yeah. So we
are like little. We're like little Prussia.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Kamchatka vodka is made in Kentucky.
Okay. So, close though.
Yeah. So, yeah, we love, I guess, our Kamchatka vodka, maybe more down south because they're closer to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Followed by Jack Daniels, then
Bacardi, okay.
Captain Morgan, Absolut, Smirnoff, Crown Royal, Jägermeister, one of my favorites, Korski vodka. I've never heard of that one.
Never heard of that one either.
And then finally rounding out the top 10.
Black Velvet.
Black Velvet.
I wouldn't have guessed that either.
If you please.
Huh.
So yeah, lots of vodka. Mostly lots of vodka.
What does this say to you?
Rum.
What's your takeaway from this?
I mean, it doesn't come to me as a surprise. Because it doesn't come as a surprise that Ohioans love to drink.
Yeah. Especially with the seasonal winter. I would like to see that breakdown by season. Wouldn't that be interesting too?
I'd be curious how this also pairs up with beer.
Yeah, like that's a good point
beer
too.
Sales
gallons
work in gallons.
Maybe that's something to get Channel 5 because we're not going to do it. Let's hope. Who got Channel 5 did this to begin with?
Yeah, Channel 5 did this, and the Cleveland Scene stole it, and then we stole
and then we stole
the
from them.
Scene. Yeah, that's how podcasts work. You just read what's already on the internet.
That's what the internet's all about.
But nobody wants
taking
to read
people's
themselves,
information.
So now you can go on the treadmill and listen to us talk.
So there you go. Very interesting. So we'll have to ask them to do a beer one that we can steal.
Another thing that I wanted to mention is, and by the time you hear this, it might already be too late, but Wednesday night, coming up this Wednesday, the 25th, from 6 to 10 at the Old Stone Church, they're going to have a forum talking about the Cleveland's latest lakefront plans. So there's been a couple of stories out there with new lakefront plans being tossed out there. The Cleveland Browns had like a proposed plan, and then Frank Jackson came back with a different plan that kind of played off that. Of course, both of these are much different than the plans that Jane Campbell and Mike White had in the past. But there's going to be a forum to talk about this, the latest lakefront plan. So if you're interested in how our lakefront might develop over the next 5, 10, 20 years, go to the Old Stone Church on Wednesday from 6 to 8. I think I shall be there.
Oh, you're really going to go?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I'll report back here.
Please do.
On Monday.
You're like our roving correspondent.
That's right. All right. Well, we're still going to try to, even though we're not doing live, we're still going to try to stick with the 45-minute show length.
Yes.
So just about 2 minutes left. Anything else to cover?
February. Here's what I'm saying, Jeremy. February is a great month because once you get through that, we're into spring. So I feel like we've come a long way in winter. We're almost through it. And February now, I'm coming to warm up to a little bit.
We still have one more show in January.
We still have one more show in January, but I'm already looking ahead. You know me, I'm always a step ahead of you.
Always focused ahead. And hopefully we will be able to do more shows without skipping.
Yeah, I think the fact that we're not doing it live anymore will allow us to have a little more flexibility. So we want to have these things up Monday nights. We'll tape them sometime around then. But absolutely, this will give us more shows.
Yeah, and we still want to do live things. We've done live performances before at live performances.
Like,
yeah.
We're artists.
Yeah, at Deegan's. And we still want to do that. So you'll still be able to hear us make all the mistakes.
And the mailbag goes with us. You can write us anytime in the mailbag.
Right.
Tapemail@radioshowonline.com.
See, I didn't interrupt you. That's how good I am.
So we can always take your letters, relationship. We always want to chime in with relationship advice.
Yep. That's where they want to do. RadioShowOnline.com has everything you need to write to us or fan us on Facebook or listen to us on Stitcher, blah, blah, blah.
This is your show, Cleveland.
This is your show, your radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Yeah.